Well, hi everyone. Today we're talking about a really interesting subject and an often neglected subject as well, and that is kidney health. And just how healthy are your kidneys? And if they're not as good as you hoping they are, what can you do about it? So I'm joined today by naturopath Margaret Jasinska. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Dr. Cabot. It's great to be here with you and talking about kidney health, which is a neglected topic in a lot of healthcare circles, isn't it?
Yes.
And you really do need to look after your kidneys because you don't really get any second chances. So better to stay on top of it. And if you have any early indicators that there's something not quite right with your kidneys, it's time to act now.
That's right. And often the symptoms of kidney problems are very vague and very insidious, so they creep up on you, and then one day you have a blood test or a urine test and the doctor says, uh-oh, you've got something wrong with your kidneys, and you get a real shock. So I'm a great advocate in recommending to people that they get a yearly check of their kidneys, a blood test and a urine test. So what we're looking for in the urine is any infection or blood or excessive white cells, which are pus cells, or any abnormal looking cells. So
proteins
are very important. Mm. So a simple urine test can tell you a lot about your kidneys. It's very inexpensive. The other thing is have a blood test, because what we look for in the blood test is the waste products of metabolism, which are two proteins called urea and creatinine. And so your kidneys have to eliminate those waste products from your blood. And if the levels of these waste products are elevated, that's a sign your kidneys are not healthy. So we're looking for urea and creatinine.
That's right. And there are certain people who are more at risk of getting a kidney problem than others. So if you fall into one of these groups, then you in particular need to look after your kidneys. And they are people with diabetes, either type 1 or type 2 diabetes, because high blood sugar can actually cause some damage to the kidney. Also people with high blood pressure, because that can do some harm to the kidneys. Other people that are at risk of kidney problems include people who are overweight, people who have a history of heart disease, smokers, anyone over the age of 60, if you have a family history of kidney problems, and also if you've got a history of acute kidney injury. So perhaps if you've had kidney stones or a kidney infection, anything that caused an acute episode of a kidney problem that you recovered from in the past, you still are at risk of getting a chronic kidney problem in the future.
That's good to know, Margaret. And as we said before, you may not know you've got a kidney problem. You may feel a bit tired. You know, that could be the only symptom that you've got. You might have a bit of pain in your back, not your really lower back, but around the upper lumbar area. You may have a bit of pain. You could have some abdominal pain as well from kidney disease. You could be retaining a lot of fluid.
Yes, and weeing in the night, needing to get up to wee at night. Yes. And also another nighttime symptom is restless leg syndrome, which can occur in kidney conditions.
Yes, that's a good one to know, isn't it? And why is that?
Well, really because of a loss of electrolytes through the kidneys.
Yes, because the kidneys control the sodium-potassium ratio in your blood, and that's very important for your blood pressure. So if the kidneys are controlling the proper balance of minerals in your blood, you could get muscle problems, including restless legs.
Mm, exactly.
Mm. You could be getting unexplained headaches. You could find that your blood pressure is going up and you think, that's strange. Well, there could be an underlying kidney disease that is the cause of your high blood pressure.
Yeah. Yes, and interestingly, look, you can lose 90% of your kidney function without actually getting any symptoms at all.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so important to have regular tests.
Yeah, simple blood test to check your urea and creatinine, and a simple midstream urine which we test, very inexpensive, will tell us a lot about your kidneys. Because if we can pick it up early, we can save your kidneys, we can often reverse kidney damage and give you a perfectly new set of kidneys again, just with the power of nutritional medicine.
That's right, because fewer than 10% of people with chronic kidney disease realise they have a kidney problem. So don't you be one of them.
And it's not much fun having dialysis or a kidney transplant. So pick it up early. Pick it up early.
Exactly.
Have your checkups. The other symptom of kidney disease could be a change in the colour or smell of your urine. If you have frequent urinary tract infections, if you have unexplained nausea, if your nails change and they become flat or spoon-shaped, if your skin becomes more tanned or bronze, even though you've had little sun exposure. So there's lots of symptoms or signs that you would not ordinarily associate with your kidneys.
That's right, yes.
So that's why it's good to have this regular checkup. And I think we should also talk about kidney stones. Very common.
Yes, nearly everyone knows a person who has had kidney stones, and it's supposed to be one of the most painful conditions you could ever experience
in your
life.
Very, very painful.
Yep. So anyone who has had kidney stones really does their best to prevent getting any further ones. I don't want to go through that again.
That's right. And a kidney stone can present with blood in the urine as well before you get any pain. But most commonly, kidney stones are made of calcium, and it's usually calcium oxalate. You can also get stones from uric acid, and that means you're very acidic and you need to alkalinize your body.
Yes, and elevated uric acid is really common in people who have got type 2 diabetes or people with insulin resistance, people with syndrome X, women with polycystic ovarian syndrome, people that carry weight around their torso. So, eating more sugar, eating more fructose than your body can handle and your body can metabolize can cause uric acid to build up, and that actually is a kidney stone risk factor. So staying off sugar really helps your kidneys.
In two ways. It lowers uric acid and it lowers the blood sugar, which is sticky and sticks on the proteins in your kidneys and damages them. Oh, gee, that sugar, very addictive, isn't it, for a lot of people?
Yeah, but look, if you stay off it for long enough, then you shouldn't be addicted anymore. Non-smokers don't find cigarettes addicting because they don't smoke. So once you get sugar out of your system for long enough, and, you know, look after your health in general. If you feel well, if you sleep enough, if your energy level is okay, you should be all right. Tired people crave sugar.
So. Yes, that's true. A little bit of sugar is okay, but, you know, people tend to overdo it. And if your blood sugar is elevated most of the time, that's when you'll get the kidney damage.
That's right.
So what can we do if we are getting kidney stones? Well, a few things that are very, very important is check your level of uric acid in your blood. If it's elevated, you may be able to control this easily just by changing your diet and doing some raw juicing. However, if you've got genetic elevated uric acid, you may also have gout, which is painful joints, then you may need to take a medication called allopurinol, which is very safe and very effective.
Yes, so it's an older drug. And the older drugs are usually the safer drugs, aren't they?
They are, indeed. Like your beta blockers that they found recently increase the lifespan of melanoma patients.
Mm-hmm.
Very old, safe drugs. Yeah, I like to stick with the old things, probably because I'm not 21 anymore, but I've used them for many, many years.
That's right. It's the clinical experience you've got, Dr. Cabot, that you know they're relatively safer drugs.
Yes, that's right. So check your uric acid, particularly if there's a family history of gout, and we must lower the uric acid to normal levels to protect our kidneys. The other thing, if you have kidney stones, very important to check your vitamin D level, because chronic vitamin D deficiency is a cause of kidney stones. It's a very common cause, and it's not often talked about, whereas lack of water is. You know, we all know that if you don't drink water, you're far more likely to get kidney stones.
Mm-hmm.
But what a lot of people don't know, and even many doctors don't think of this, is someone who has suboptimal levels of vitamin D for many years will be far more likely to get kidney stones. And this is because with the low vitamin D, your blood calcium drops. And then the body's homeostasis tells your parathyroid hormone to suck calcium out of your bones to maintain your blood calcium. So you then develop chronically elevated blood calcium, or chronically low, because it goes up and down like a yo-yo because you don't have the vitamin D to maintain it. So once we get your vitamin D level up to normal, you will stop losing calcium from your bones and you'll stop eliminating it in the urine. So healthy vitamin D levels, very important if you have kidney stones.
Yes, and magnesium is really important if you have calcium stones in your kidneys. So magnesium greatly helps to reduce the risk of kidney stones and reduces the severity if you do have them.
That's right. So make sure you're taking magnesium and vitamin D, or at least check your vitamin D levels. And we don't want your vitamin D level to be at the lower limit of the normal range. We want it to be healthy at the upper limit of the normal range.
Yes, and you need magnesium to be able to metabolize vitamin D anyway. And so those patients that sometimes have been taking vitamin D for years as supplements and they say, I can't raise my level, often it's just because they're magnesium deficient. So increasing your magnesium intake helps you utilize the vitamin D you're getting from supplements or from the sun.
Yes. There's also a school of thought that says you should avoid stone-forming foods like beets, chocolate, spinach, rhubarb, tea, and most nuts. Well, that's pretty sad. I think as long as you drink plenty of water, you can eat those foods, just don't overindulge.
Exactly. They've got some uric acid in them, but that's minor details compared to the other factors that we discussed. Yes.
Well, they contain oxalate, so, you know, some people think, oh, well, that's going to cause a stone, but really, if your calcium levels are all right, you're unlikely to form calcium oxalate stones. And if you're drinking plenty of water, you'll be fine. Just don't overindulge on the chocolate. But gee, we don't want you to give it up. No, it's very important to be happy. So just drink plenty of water, you should be fine. And the other thing that's very good for your kidneys is raw juicing.
Yes, that's right. And lemon juice and lime juice are also good.
Yes.
And they do help to make the urine more alkaline because of the potassium they've got. Yes. And just about all vegetables are a good source of potassium.
Yes, that's right. You need plenty of potassium. And anything that a little bit acidic like a lemon or grapefruit is really good because the citric acid helps to reduce stone formation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And an interesting story too about my grandmother, whose life was saved from raw juicing. She had an autoimmune kidney disease, and this is in the 1920s.
Yes, and it was far less common back then.
Yeah, well, that's true. But she had it postnatally, and she was discharged from hospital with not much hope. So she was in renal failure, and her husband was a dietitian, but not just any old dietitian, and he got a juice extractor machine, and in those days they weren't very good. It was a labour of love, you know.
Yes. And sounds like hard work.
Yeah. And so he juiced a vegetable from under the ground with a vegetable above the ground, and he alternated it. So 1 hour he'd give her the juice from a vegetable below the ground, and the next hour the juice of a vegetable from above the ground. And that was his theory. I don't quite know, you know, the scientific basis for it. But within 6 weeks, he had cured her kidney disease.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, the things that you can juice to help your kidneys are celery, cucumber, citrus, carrot, ginger, those things will really help. And I would even add some beetroot and carrot, even though they have oxalate. I'm not a big believer that oxalate is the main cause of kidney stones. So my book called Raw Juices Can Save Your Life was based on my grandmother's story, which was a miracle of saving her life by restoring her kidney function through raw juicing. And a little trick is you can make a whole week's supply and freeze the juice straight after you bake it, so that you don't have to clean the juicer every day.
Straight after you bake it, straight after you make it. You said bake the juice.
No, I said make it.
Okay, I
thought you said... You've got wax in your ears. No, straight after you make the juice, you stir up all the ingredients, you can put it in a glass jar and freeze it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, because, you know, people are time poor, of course. But yeah, it's worth it. And juicing has many other benefits, so... The juicing book is an A to Z guide, and it shows you all the different conditions and what juices are good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, the kidneys are really interesting. They do a lot of things. They even make a hormone, would you believe, called erythropoietin, which is sent from the kidneys to the bone marrow to stimulate the bone marrow to make red blood cells.
Mm. Yes, that's right. And see, chronic kidney disease is a huge cause of chronic anemia.
Yes. And people feel tired if their kidneys are underactive or even slightly sluggish because their bone marrow is not as healthy. So they're not making the healthy blood cells. I mean, your blood cells are really, that's your immune system, and it's carrying the oxygen you need. So the kidney is very important for energy. And also for your hair, if you have sluggish kidneys, your hair will often get dry and thinner and lifeless. And that's probably because of the effect on the bone marrow.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I would like to mention a very good kidney health formula, which acts as a kidney health tonic to strengthen the kidneys. And it's called Kidney Health Formula, and it's got a combination of vitamin C, selenium, philanthus, which is a herb, N-acetylcysteine, parsley leaf, and cranberry juice powder. So it's got everything you really need there in a kidney formula all in one vegetarian capsule. Now, vitamin C has been shown to reduce kidney infections, so that's important. Selenium is protective of the kidney cells. Philanthus is a herb that's been used for thousands of years traditionally to strengthen the kidneys, and it also has a reputation as a stone breaker. So traditionally it's been used to break up kidney stones. The N-acetylcysteine is protective of the kidneys, and the parsley is a good diuretic, and the cranberry helps to reduce kidney infections. So it's a really good formula if you want something safe and natural to help sluggish kidney function. Or if you're getting recurrent kidney stones, I would recommend the Kidney Health Formula. And also check your vitamin D, because it's very, very common that you are vitamin D deficient if you keep getting kidney stones. And do some raw juicing, drink more water, and try not to eat too much sugar. Anything else you'd recommend, Mark?
Well, look, if you are a diabetic, if you do have high blood pressure, try and have those under control as best as possible, because then you're less likely to injure your kidneys.
Yes, like high blood pressure is very damaging for the kidneys. And, you know, you may need to take a drug known as an ACE inhibitor or beta blocker or a combination of the two. And controlling your blood pressure will reduce kidney damage greatly, and will extend your life. So it's most worthwhile. And the wonderful thing about holistic medicine is you can combine the vitamin D and the kidney health formula with medication. So you're getting a more effective approach, because it's really treating the cause as well as the symptoms.
Exactly. Yes.
Integrative medicine. Yeah, so if you have any questions, please feel free to email us from liverdoctor.com. So this has been Dr. Sandra Cabot and naturopath Margaret Jasinska talking to you about kidney health today.
Bye-bye.